Hi, everybody. David Siegel, your host of Dishin' and Swishin' each week on a little bit of a special podcast this week because there has been so much going on in the WNBA in terms of movement that I have not talked to Carol Ross in a little while, and the coach of the Sparks joins us right now. And, Coach, how are you today?
I'm great, David. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. So, Coach, you know, when we had talked, we were talking about how you were going to make things happen and how you were going to change to a more defensive style, and you really, you know, were talking all fired up about up-tempo. And so now you've gone out and you've modified the roster in a great way to fill the way that you like to coach the team. So I'd like to talk about some of the additions that you've made, and we might as well start with the most recent one because some people may not be as familiar with Sharnay Zoll as you are, having seen her and coached her.
I was fortunate to have been a part of a U19 coaching staff that had a lot of talented young players on it, and Zoli was one of those, and just a player that, you know, I really enjoyed coaching her, and she was a great teammate. She was a player that really help bring people together, and which I think you look for in a point guard. You want someone that is an extension of a coach on the floor, somebody that understands chemistry and the dynamics of teamwork. And she's a great distributor. She scoots around pretty quickly, and you know, so I feel fortunate that we were able to secure a player like Zoli, and I'm really looking forward to coaching her.
Well, you're looking to try and rebuild that U19 team, aren't you?
It's looking that way, isn't it?
For people that don't know, you've added three players, that, including Zoll.
That's right. That's right. Marissa Coleman was also part of that team, as was Nikki Anasicki. And mind you, we did win the goal, so that's a good start.
Absolutely a good start. Now Jada Evans tweeted the other day a great line that I have to ask you about. She said, you know, so now you've added Marissa, Elena Beard, and Anna CK. So are you trying to coach the Washington Mystics better than Trudy Lacy again?
Go figure. It's funny how things work out, but yeah, it's just a bit ironic, and certainly, you know, there was some struggles there. Of course, you know, Beard obviously didn't play last year, but, you know, Coleman was always a player that required a lot of attention, you know, as I was scouting and trying to help coach with the Atlanta Dream. You know, we had to fight Washington in the playoffs 2 years ago, and then, you know, last year we opened up I think the season was a loss to Washington. So, you know, Coleman and Anasicki were both players that required a lot of attention. Defensively, you had to, you know, count for them. You had to get Anasicki off the boards all the time. It had to be a constant effort to try to get that done. And then Coleman was just always a player that offensively brought a lot of game and also was a very good perimeter rebounder. So, yeah, I don't know, but we certainly have a little Mystic flavor going, that's for sure.
Well, they seem to fit in very nicely with the pieces that you have. Talking about Elena Beard for a minute now, you have thrived with the Dream and in your and as a head coach at Mississippi with Arminte Price as that strong defensive, physical, aggressive, rebounding type of guard. And Beard brings a lot of those same characteristics to the table. Plus, no offense to Arminte, but more offense too.
Right, Beard. You know, when Beard has been at her best, she has really been one of the most complete players in the league in terms of her commitment to both ends of the court and being able to play at a very high level on both ends of the court. And, you know, she's a player that she plays the game with great passion and enthusiasm. And, you know, that's the same things that Arminte had. It's that mentality that I appreciate and love so much, because this game is supposed to be fun, and it's supposed to be played with enthusiasm. And I think Beard, she just, you know, as intense as she is, I still think she brings a lot of joy to the court, and I think that's something that sometimes can get lost. But I think Beard, and I think there are a lot of other players in the Spartan uniform that are going to remember why we play. Why do we do this? Because at some point in time, it was really fun, and we want to get back to that. And I think Elena brings a lot of that mentality, and you see it in how she plays.
And obviously, you guys have been keeping up on her, and you're confident that she's back in good shape and ready to go.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's like anything else in life. At some point, you got to put faith in something, you got to trust something, and I trust that she is a player that, you know, she is going to do the right things in terms of trying to, you know, respect her body and understand that at the end of the day, nobody has control over injuries, but you can do as much as you can do to prevent them. And I think she's a player that she's going to try, and she is going to put herself in the best position possible to be the healthiest that she can be. And I'm hoping that the layoff that she had last year is going to really benefit her down the road.
Well, with the addition of Zoll and Elena and having Christy Tolliver come back, that's a pretty good three-guard rotation. Plus, of course, Coleman can slide back there, too, if you need her some.
Yeah, no question. I like, and this is just, you know, a coaching thing, but I really like to have players that, you know, can master their spots, that they really feel – I like to play people at their natural positions primarily. But every coach also loves flexibility. And I feel like right now that we're getting very close to having people at their natural spots they're comfortable in, spots that they're confident in playing. And then there is the beauty of being able to slide a position over one way or the other. And that's always a good thing, too, especially with 11-player rosters.
Well, exactly. And, you know, Delisha Milton-Jones, of course, back can help out at both forward position slots as well. And, you know, with Parker and Coleman, and, you know, you've really got a good mix there at the forward positions. And now for, you know, we talked about that you added Nikki Anasike in there. She and Gentel Lavender, and all of a sudden center is a position of strength.
It's amazing how quickly things can change, but yeah, you're right. And what I love about those two is that, one, they both are great rebounders. And as we know, half the shots in the league are missed. So I want people that can rebound the ball, go get it, and save possessions or get us extra possessions. So they're both very good in that regard. And then you've got Anasike, who's got a little more experience. She's, you know, been through different experiences as a player. She'll be able to help mentor and help Jantel, and Jantel's got a very strong upside on the offensive end. So I think they're a great complementary duo, and I think they have enough in common, but they also have enough differences that they can really be very good for one another, and more importantly, good for this team.
How's Jantel looking overseas?
She's looking very strong. You know, she actually plays with Zoli, so that's another positive, and, you know, they're motoring and moving forward in their playoff, so all's well.
Now, Tisha Pinichiero had talked for a while about whether or not she was even going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
So were you surprised that she came back and elected to sign elsewhere, or had you been going on planning that, you know, you were talking to Sharnay and you really didn't expect her back one way or the other? You were making contingency plans regardless of what she did.
Yeah, you know, we certainly, Tisha, she had opportunities in a multitude of places because she is such a great player. And certainly I would have been more than happy to coach her. But, you know, you always move in a way that you're prepared. My little, you know, mantra for myself is, you know, prepare for the worst, hope for the best. So I you know, we're preparing as if she could or would make a different choice, but hoping, you know, that she would want to come back. So, you know, it was one of those situations where we were ready if it didn't. And I felt like we were very fortunate with Zoli.
On a similar note, now there's been, Jada Evans was reporting yesterday that Tina is going to sign with Seattle. Nothing is confirmed. Nobody is saying yes or no. Would it be a safe bet to say at this point, with the moves that you've made and the forwards that you have on the roster, that Tina isn't in the plans for the team for this year?
Well, you know, Tina's, you know, she's a free agent. And, you know, like Pinichero, when you get that freedom, you get to kind of pick and choose. You know, I feel good about what we have and the pieces that we put in. And, you know, I don't know what Tina's, you know, going to do, but I'm comfortable with where we are and what we have.
Now, one question about Candace is, she certainly has all the talent in the world. There's no question about that. But she's also had, you know, Tina, Lisa before that. She's had a lot of, you know, really strong veteran presence on that team. Now the team is a lot younger, and it's a lot closer to her age. So, you know, you still have Delisha there, obviously, and Elena's got more experience. But are you looking for Candace to really step up and become a team leader this year? Because that is something that, you know, people have said all along that she's a great talent, but she hasn't been had a need to be a real leader on that team.
Well, you know, I think, you know, my approach, because, you know, they don't know me. They know of me, and some of them have been coached by me, but it's been a while. You know, I'll be the leader for a while. You know, I'll be the one that takes the burden of that responsibility. And then as the team unfolds and as personalities are established, and, you know, I think that's a natural, it's got to be a natural progression. But what I really hope and what I want for all the players is, you know, leave the hard stuff to me. I'll do the heavy lifting. I just want them to play. I want them to bring great effort, you know, right into training camp. I want them to play with a lot of joy and enthusiasm. I want to take all the burden off of them. And when we get to a point where we hit some adversity, and it will come, leadership will show itself. And, you know, if Candace shows that that is her next step and that she's ready for that, it will show. But, you know, it's not a requirement. Just because you're a great player does that mean you have to be, you know, the leader. It just means you simply have to bring it every day, and you, whom much is given, much is expected. That I believe. So, you know, I'm not that worried about who's leading who. I'm just more worried about, I want them all to be good followers for a while. All of them.
Well, there's no question that last year, even looking at your Atlanta teams and with Coach Matters, you know, Armenti was definitely the leader of the team that I could see, at least when I was watching and when I was talking to
mm-hmm.
you. You know, mm-hmm. and Angel is clearly the star. I mean, just exactly as what you're talking about here. You don't have to, no one says that it has to be the same exact person doing the exact same thing. You're absolutely right about that. So.
Yeah, I just think, you know, everybody, if I can get everybody to embrace their strengths, not just on the court, but in all ways, then everybody can be free to just be who they are and be the best teammates they can be. And I think when people are put in those positions, it doesn't mean that, you know, I'm not going to ask everybody, including myself, we're all going to be growing, we're all going to be evolving into more. But at the same time, you know, that really, you know, head coaches, that we're supposed to be the ones who take the burden, you know, on our shoulders. And yes, we do need players who are in line with the same philosophy and the same thoughts, and that's what great teams are about. and certainly locker room presence are very important. But I think, you know, just to start, because none of us really know each other, you know, I just want everybody to have, just go play. Just have fun. Let's go play, and we'll figure it out as we go.
Well, you do have one person there that certainly knows you and you know well. And she recently became the first American to top 2,500 points in EuroLeague play, and that's Alicia Milton-Jones. Yeah, she's one of those players that she's just special. You know, she can do a number of different things. She does them all well. She's always got that disposition where she's so aggressive and all on the court, but she's so pleasant off the court. You know, what is your fondest DMJ moment?
Gosh, I've got a lot of them. I've been blamed for creating D-Nasty because she was she at Florida when I coached her collegiately. She was sunshine all the time. She was always had a big smile on her face. She came to practice. Some days she was the head cheerleader, the captain, the team's best player, and assistant coach, all wrapped into one. She just brought everything every day. And but she would always like stop in the middle of action. If she knocked somebody down, she'd stop and pick them up. It could be in the middle of a fast break. She was just the most gracious and courteous competitor ever. And a lot of people are probably going to be listening to this going, you got to be kidding. But really, that's the way she was. And I can remember having a talk with her. I said, Delicia, when you step on the court, you've got to be, you know, you're a fierce competitor. It's not about being anything but the best Gator competitor you can be. When you step off the court, you be the nicest young lady from Riceboro, Georgia that there ever was. And so she, I think she sadly embraced that to a point where she was pretty fierce as a competitor, but you know, she's got a lot of good qualities about her. She, as I knew her at Florida, she was a good teammate. She loved to play the game. She studies the game. She wanted to be the best. She wanted to win. And I think like most great players or players that have experienced a really high level, she's a fierce competitor, and that competitiveness, you know, sometimes it's what makes you great. We see it all the time in sports, and sometimes it's the very thing that brings us to our knees too. So I think, you know, her strength sometimes is her weakness, and that would be true with probably all of us, but she's been a delight to not only coach, but just to keep up with through the years. And I really look forward to rekindling our player-coach relationship. And
Now that you've said this, you know, when you play Seattle, you better you better watch out for a few flying basketballs from Lauren Jackson.
Well, before I got in the league, I remember having to call Delicia a couple of times, and I say, D, I was watching that game. You're going to have to back off a little bit now. And she goes, I know, Coach. Yeah, so I'm going to have to get ready for that one.
Well, Coach, I want to thank you for taking time with me today. I mean, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and it's great to have you in the league as a head coach. You know, you told me you're working Oklahoma, Texas this weekend. So, you know, is anybody going to be able to knock off Baylor in the Big 12?
Well, I've seen them up close a couple of times, and they are as good as advertised. Of course, they've got Brittany Griner, and there's not another one of those walking the planet right now. And so they force you to do things differently. And then, I don't see anybody knocking them off.
So when Brittany comes to the scorer's table to check in after a break, do you just like subliminally mention, go pro?
Yeah, I'm sending all the leave early thoughts I can to her, but I don't know. Right now she's batting them away like all the other block shots she's been having.
Well, Coach, you take care and have a great weekend. Keep up on that scouting, and you know, keep making waves. You and Penny Toler have a lot of good things going on there in L.A.
Yeah, Penny's she's a good teammate. I've enjoyed working with her, and she's making a lot happen. So it's been fun. And I appreciate being on your show again, David.
Well, thank you. You take care.
Okay, you too.